Ms. Sarah Keithley, also Mr. Oliver Brillante, and they are specialists with the JAG program over at the Mexico High School. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. It's been a couple of years since we've been able to visit, but JAG program is going on strong over at the Mexico High School. I just kind of wanted to start off, we had done a story about a month or so ago about a grant that you guys had, and Mr. Brillante, we'll have you start off with that and tell everybody about that.
Yes, we were honored to be granted one of five different bundles of cash, I guess, money to go towards education and to help out local organizations. It was the Alan P. and Josephine B. Green Foundation, which is right here in Mexico itself. So it was the first time that we got a chance to do that grant, and we were one of, like I said, five schools that were awarded such an honor.
Yeah, pretty prestigious honor, as a matter of fact. Sarah, we'll have you come in and talk a little bit about the JAG program and exactly what it does for area kids and businesses around in Mexico.
So the JAG program is really a program that facilitates the workforce in your community. It facilitates students that need an extra boost to get through graduation as well as become workforce ready. So we use three basic elements for that, and that's we build 37 core competencies through project-based learning. We provide a trauma-informed model for students, and we facilitate job opportunities through community involvement as well as employer engagement with our students.
That is awesome. About how many students are in the JAG program this year, if you will? And Mr. Brillante, we'll have you talk about that.
Well, in the high school, we have two programs here in Mexico because we started it at the alternative program at Hart Career Center. And since it was such a success there, they decided, the administration and local community members decided they were going to extend it to the high school. So actually, there's two programs. Mexico's lucky enough to have two programs. But I can speak to the high school especially because that's the program that I'm a part of. We have 50 students enrolled, but on a regular basis for any number of reasons, because these students face a lot of life barriers, I might have 45 a day.
Wow, that's still a pretty good number. Sarah, you were going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say then, down at the alternative program, we run usually between 25 to 30 students in our program, and that's just strictly based on our numbers with what we have any given day as well. So
we've been hearing reports all over, not just in Mexico, but about employers needing employees and a staff shortage going on. Has that been an extra need for you guys? Have employers reached out to you guys about getting students involved, and maybe getting them to work for their companies? Have you seen that any?
Yeah, actually, we have a very strong community partnership with True Manufacturing, which is a world-renowned refrigeration company. So you might see their refrigerators. The biggest contract they were saying yesterday when they came and visited our students for the first time this year is with Dollar General. So if that name sounds familiar, you might see their refrigeration products in those Dollar Generals. But that has been our biggest community partner. And then every once in a while when I'm talking, I'll go around town and pick up applications for students and about once a month. And I'll get to talking to some of the managers at these businesses, and they get really excited when they learn what I'm doing and why I'm picking up the applications at their places of employment. And then I'll turn around and we'll just have a day of filling out applications. And then it's up to the students to go ahead and turn them in. And I'll prepare them for what to say when they hand in the application. And it's just all a learning process for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm curious to find out from both of you guys some of your most successful students in this program and their reactions, to being in the JAG program. Sarah, we'll start off with you.
I think that over the 4 years that we've run the program at the alternative location, is our success has really been built over the fact that our students have skills straight out of high school to do the things they need to do that they may not have had without JAG. So our students look like everyday functioning adults, which is really the goal. You know, we want people in our community who are going to stay in our community and be successful working the jobs and the occupations that we have here in Mexico. So when we work with employers like True and the Chamber and a lot of small businesses around town, we're looking for those type of interactions where our kids know that they have long-term, lifelong careers here in our community, because that's what we really want. We want people to stay in Mexico, and we want them to be successful here.
No doubt about it. Mr. Brilliante, we'll talk to you a little bit about some of your most successful students, too. And Governor Parson and the First Lady Teresa have also been really, really instrumental in promoting the JAG program, right?
Yes, nice segue. I applaud you. So we just finished our very first competitive event. Since this is the first year Mexico High School has had JAG program, it took a little time to get things set up and organized, but we just completed and selected our very first winner of the essay contest, and I will be accompanying them to the governor's mansion to deliver the winning essay, which will be bound in a book and light reading, if you will, at the governor's mansion. And it's a chance for students who may never have been out of their own hometown to not only make a trip to our state capital, but also to meet the governor and first lady of our state.
If I can add on to that, I would also like to say that our governor and first lady are the only governors and first lady that sit on the JAG board, the state board. They are amazingly supportive, and I really feel like they truly believe in what the JAG programs are doing here in Missouri, but also across the country. So we really, really appreciate their support and encouragement in what we do with our students on a daily basis. JAG programs across the state have had multiple opportunities to actually interact with the governor and the first lady, and they are the most genuine people when it comes to talking to our students and being supportive of what we do.
That is awesome. We want to wish you guys continued success in the JAG program, and we always love to talk to you about that on our morning show. So anytime you guys want to come back and let me bother you early in the morning, we would be happy to do that.
Thank you so much.